I'm Kate Conroy.
And I'm Vinisa Vitello.
And this is Other People's Business, which is the podcast from the New Jersey Business and Industry Association, which is the largest and most influential statewide business association in the entire United States. Man, that is a long 30-second commercial. I mean, that is just a mouthful. Okay. Every time I say it, I'm like, gosh, that can't get longer.
For more we'll cut it down. This is BIA's podcast.
For more
info. Want to learn more? Too bad.
Exactly. NJBIA.org if you actually do want to learn more. Today,
we're joined by Tom Stocky from the New Jersey Performing Arts Center, better known as NJPAC. Mm-hmm. So, Tom, introduce yourself.
Wait, can I just say first how big of a fan I am of NJPAC?
Very cool.
Yeah, last year I saw Mandy Patinkin in concert, and it was freaking outstanding. He just did such an amazing job. And in the spring, I'm looking forward to Prisoner of Azkaban with the orchestra. Oh, my Lord. I mean, yeah. I'm a Potterhead, and I cannot wait. In fact, Daniela, in our office here, I think we're going to go together.
Shout out to Daniela Velez.
Shout out to Daniela Velez. Yeah, I think we're going to go together because it's so awesome.
Yeah, as a movie fan, I don't know if you're familiar with this on the air or not, but NJPAC does things where they will take the film and the score, you know, like the orchestrated part of the score gets performed by a live orchestra. So, I mean, I think they've got like E.T. coming up, and I was definitely interested in seeing that. Home Alone is coming up in like a couple weeks. So I keep an eye on it because I love certain movies.
There's an orchestra score to Home Alone?
Yeah, I think that was John Williams.
No way. Home Alone?
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah, I promise.
That sounds like it's about right.
I mean, John Williams will not be there at the NJPAC.
No, obviously not. But yeah, when I think of John Williams, I think of Star Wars. And
yeah, he actually also did E.T. Wow. Sounds of Trenton
nice,
behind us.
Yeah, Trenton is here. Yeah.
But yeah. I mean, if nothing else, you don't have. I mean, you should go to NJPAC and check out.
I agree.
But it's probably on TV in the next couple weeks. Check it out.
I totally need to Google that.
Listen for the music. I mean, if you remember it, regardless of what you think of the movie, like try to remember the sound. I'm not going to try to hum the score, but like just try to remember. It's actually a really good score.
I do not remember the score at all. I just remember, you know, marbles and falling downstairs and soup cans hitting
people
in the face.
The wet bandits and the sticky bandits. I remember. Like,
yes. Yeah. Oh, God.
Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sorry. Anyway.
Absolutely.
Sorry.
Well, first of all, it's great to be with you guys today. I appreciate you having me. My name is Tom Stocky. I am the manager of the group department at NJPAC. Basically, that works with all sorts of groups in our community that you can think of, from companies throughout the state, to schools, from college level down to elementary schools, to nonprofit organizations like Jack and Jill, the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts, to dance schools. And basically what I do is offer a platform for groups in the community out there to come out, to spend time together, really enjoy their company, get to know each other, and watch a great performance that ranges anywhere from dance shows to comedy to rock concerts to classical or jazz. A little bit of something for everyone at NJPAC, and we are celebrating our 20th anniversary season this year.
My God, really? 20 years?
Absolutely.
That's
big year for
amazing.
Us.
Amazing.
Definitely. So we're very excited for the year. We got some great shows coming up. Like you guys said, we have Harry Potter, the third episode with the symphony playing.
Also John Williams, by the way.
Yes.
Yes, I think you're right. I believe
no,
that.
No, I'm right. So I'm sorry.
About this, guys, the 40th anniversary of Animal House. We're going to have a screening of that with two of the characters there. They're going to do a Q&A afterwards, so it's going to be really cool to hear from them.
Did John Williams really cool. compose that score as well?
No, he did not.
Absolutely, yeah, that'd be
that
interesting.
That sounds awesome, though.
Yes, it's going to be fun.
Fun.
What a classic movie.
Yeah.
I think people will love it, and to hear from people that were actually there behind the scenes and that were involved in the movie, I think would be really cool. So
I agree.
That's coming up in
that'd
February.
That'd be really fun.
Yes.
So one of the other things I love is how easy it is to park. Oh my gosh, I love that you got parking like right adjacent and across the street.
Or just get off from, because you're close to the Newark.
Yeah, Newark Penn Station.
Yeah, so you can go from there.
Totally
absolutely.
Walkable. Yeah, and okay, one last plug. The Brussels sprouts on the menu at Nico's changed my life.
Where's
really?
Nico's?
Oh my God, Nico's is the restaurant attached to NJPAC.
Oh, okay.
So you can literally park, have dinner, go to the theater, and then walk back to your car. It's totally easy and, like, just fun. It's so great.
I'll have to write that down because the fat kid in me would never go to a restaurant and order Brussels sprouts.
Oh, can I tell you what they do? They caramelize them with some kind of brown sugar sauce, but they've got onions in there as well. So it's like this combo sweet and savory thing.
Oh, wow.
Changed my life.
See, I usually tell people if you bread it and fry it, I'll eat anything. Right. So that sounds like along the same lines.
There
like
you go.
You know, I like that in theory, but I still won't eat calamari because it's...
Oh, calamari is so good, though.
It's
so
my favorite.
Weird and gross.
Oh, especially with, like, the marinara sauce. Oh,
no, I'm sorry.
You gotta cook it right.
My wife, Tara, she loves calamari, but she can't stand it if it actually looks like the little squids, octopuses, whatever.
Yeah.
If she can see the little head or the little tentacles, you know, it really freaks her out.
It's gotta look like the onion ring, right?
Yes, yeah, exactly. It's gotta look like just the generic
baby
fried
onion
thing.
Ring.
Yes, they do.
But that's like the exception that proves the rule that I won't eat. Just because it's breaded and fried and looks good and probably tastes good, no, I'm not eating that.
Yeah, traditionally, all my life, I've really hated onions. And in the last, like, couple months, like, this is... brand
wow.
new.
Pretty recent.
I decided to try onion rings for like the first time in my life. And I was like, oh, it's not so bad. So again, you know, bread it and fry it.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Wow. It's great.
You always got to try new things.
Expand your horizons. That's what
busting
life is about.
Busting out of your comfort
there
zone.
There we go.
Oh my goodness.
Little baby steps.
Wow. Yeah. With onions. That's hilarious. Okay. So Tom, you told me recently that you are considered by your friends to be a little bit of a know-it-all. And I think that is awesome because I am also considered to be a bit of a know-it-all. Mm-hmm. And Vinny and I were talking about this, and he suffers from the same problem. So I thought that we could compare the things that we wish we could correct people on or sometimes like to correct people on, but maybe don't. So for me, it's grammar. Like every time I get an email or I see a publication and I see something wrong, under my breath, I'm like, typo.
Mm.
I can't help it.
My friends call me Coach, and they've called me that ever since we were in grade school, and I always try to just teach people if I feel like I know something,
right?
You know, and conversely, I would want someone to point something out to me,
right?
If they thought that I wasn't doing it right.
Yes.
So, you know, one of the things is maybe playing sports, perhaps, mm-hmm. you know, hockey is one of my favorite sports. So, you know, you got to know how to play the game, right? And mm-hmm. that involves skating, that involves passing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the things my friends laugh at me and my family where they think I go overboard and,
no,
you know,
that's awesome.
The devil's in the detail.
That's nicer than me. That's like helpful as opposed to me, which is just catty, I guess.
Catty.
Yeah, I hear you.
But did you ever hear the Martha Stewart story? She was on NPR years ago, and she was talking about how she suffers from the same thing. And I've always had kind of a love-hate relationship with Martha Stewart. It's more love these days. But in the beginning, I was like, God, she's just such a know-it-all. She knows everything. She wants to tell people how good she is at everything.
Yeah.
So then they were interviewing her, and they asked her, you know, is that something that you struggle with? Because you seem very comfortable helping people,
helping people
do things better. And she's like, actually, yes, I struggle with it every day. And in fact, one time I was watching this guy try to remove the pomegranates from a pomegranate, the pomegranate seeds from a pomegranate.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I held back. And then finally I was like, listen, let me help you do this better. I know how to do this better. And I was like, wow.
See, but I can
relate
that.
To
like,
that.
Like, okay, if I'm taking the seeds out of a pomegranate, this is not something I do every day.
I know.
I don't think I've ever taken the seeds out of a pomegranate.
No.
So, like, if somebody was like, hey, look, not for nothing, but, you know, you want to get under the pomegranate seed and chop it out like that, I'd be okay with it. It's not the same thing as being like, all right, look, your Thanksgiving Day spread here could use some work. You know? Or, like, or you know, your kid is really acting up right now. You should kind of, like, tell him to do. You know, like, it's not the same thing.
Yeah,
like
that.
It's a fine
right.
line,
right.
you know, but absolutely. Yeah. It's something that we try to help people out, but, you know, you could come across the wrong way, but you just try to be friendly and, you know, detail-oriented, and you know, hopefully it'll come out right in the end.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Totally agree. So, Vin, what's yours? What do you like to correct people on?
I try not to correct people on much of anything, but, like,
Isn't that right?
So I am, I have a deep journalism background, so spelling, grammar, I mean, that's in there. Like, mm-hmm. Especially on Facebook, you'll be seeing your friends typing out stuff. And you think in your head, like, wrong your, wrong there.
Yeah. Wrong too.
Kind of thing. Happens a lot with movies, too. Not 5 minutes ago, I corrected you on
you
the composer
did?
For Home Alone. So So, you know, I mean, like, it's
true.
It happens all
He's
the time.
So helpful, isn't
like,
he?
I try not to be that geek that's like, well, you know, we can't get a 4K Blu-ray of Star Wars because back in 1997, George Lucas, yeah, but like, that's the thing. Like, in my head, these things happen and people like say things and I'm like,
we'll
enjoy the conversation.
It's a little Cliff Claveny, right?
Yeah.
Actually, it's a little known fact that.
Yeah. So I try not to be that guy.
Hey, that's the way to live. You know, that's you don't want to come across as a little too pushy with people.
Yeah, it's tough with the spelling thing because, like, all right, so the movie thing, I mean, that doesn't happen all that often.
Right.
You're talking to people about movies and they say something wrong and you whatever.
You're
but,
just like, whatever.
But spelling is like every freaking day.
Right.
Like every day.
Yes,
I'm looking at people make spelling mistakes and I'm like, biting my tongue. You know?
Totally. Very true. I totally know what you mean.
I kind of wish that I didn't have that in my, you know, that. That's my prison without bars.
Do you know what's really infuriating? Okay, and this is, I probably shouldn't even say this. We might have to cut this out later. So, not at this organization, but at other organizations, when you get an email from somebody with all like spelling errors and stuff, and you know that they are like so far above your pay grade, like they're like major
wow.
partners that, you know, and you read these emails from these people who are just very successful. They make way more money than you, and you're just like, how? How did you get to where you are? You can't spell. How?
You have real deep-seated issues with the 1%, don't you? Remember, like, a couple episodes ago, you were talking about how, like, you cut people off on the road if they drive, like, Lexuses and stuff? Like,
no.
Like, this is a real problem for you.
Drivers here.
That is inaccurate. No.
That is not inaccurate. We have the tape.
Let me clarify. What I said was, if somebody is trying to enter a roadway, and, you know, I have to yield to let them in, it's not about cutting them off. I have to, like, stop in order to let them in, like on an entrance ramp or something, or a parking lot.
You're like bright purple right now.
Then I will see if they are perhaps a Mercedes or a Lexus, and if they are, maybe I just won't let them in. That's all. They've had enough luck.
Okay.
You can wait a minute.
That's exactly right. You can wait a minute.
Yeah.
Now, if it's a Taurus.
The zipper, Kate. Remember the zipper? One car in.
Just shut up.
Very true.
Moving on. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, awful or awesome.
Cool.
Okay, we are back, and it is now time to play Awful or Awesome. Gentlemen, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Ready.
Awesome. I'm going to name three things, and you have to decide quickly if it is awful or awesome, and then be prepared to defend your answers. First up, the mall.
Awful.
Awful, wow.
Wow.
What do you got?
Oh, I'm sorry. I would say, you know, between the parking and,
yeah.
and the fighting to find, you know, the right things in the stores, to the lines, to the, I'm really optimistic today, aren't I?
No, I agree, especially this time of year.
Yeah, you know, it's just very hectic, you know, God bless Amazon and some of those things where you can shop online. I would say it's awful.
Awful. Then?
I mean, I don't know if I have a strong opinion either way. Like, I think... it's good when you need it, you know, and it's awful when it gets to that kind of thing. I feel like I'm being pulled in this direction because, like, the last time I was at the mall, I had such a bad experience.
What happened?
I'm going to blast out, like, several of our employees right now or my coworkers.
I don't know this.
So we went out to lunch. It was me and I want to say, like, seven of them. And I order my food. I go to sit down. And just like that, they all got up, like, in unison and left, and I'm just there alone.
What?
And I'm like, so I'm gonna blast out. Shout out to Wayne Staub, shout out to Amy Music, shout out to Roxanne Poandra, shout out to Lisa Fagatner, shout out to Katie Whitcamp, all of which just get up and leave me in the mall. They're like, sorry, we got something to do, gotta go, bye.
Wow.
And I was like, whoa, I only came out here in the first place to hang out with you guys. So I was upset.
So wait, you guys were in the food court.
Yeah,
everybody,
the food court.
You choose a table.
We actually like got two tables together. Like we were, cause there was a lot of us.
Right.
So we're moving two tables together. And I don't know. I guess my food took like a little bit longer than everybody else's, and everybody else just got like a little drink or whatever. And so I'm coming back at the table. I go to sit down, and they all just got up. Like they had this conversation in the two minutes that it took me to. And I was just like, well,
Where's the love?
I know. That's horrible. Yeah. Wow.
I got this whole sorry, not sorry kind of vibe. No, I love them all. But it was just like, wow.
Yeah. That's harsh, man.
Yeah,
I would never
you?
Do that to you.
I know, right?
I would never
Thank
do
you.
That to you.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Absolutely. Anytime.
Even after I corrected you on all that
I
stuff.
I know. God, you're such an...
Books, passes, all of it.
All right, so I would normally go with awful because the mall is just a nightmare for me. I hate it. Like, I always get there, like, when they open at 10 a.m. on a Sunday morning when it's empty. I get my stuff done and I get out. But every once in a while, I get there and I have to deal with the masses and they're just pushing and they're stupid and they're like window shopping with their kids and they're not paying attention where they're going. The kids are walking into you and you're just like, get out of my face. But I will say, I recently discovered, and by recently, I mean last year, 18 months, something like that, that there are restaurants at malls. And those restaurants...
I found out that the hard way.
So I found out that there are restaurants at malls, and those restaurants serve alcohol. Yeah. And they have happy hour specials. And so there's a mall that happens to be, like, kind of half equidistant between, sort of, like, my friends after work. We go there sometimes for happy hour. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, window shopping while tipsy... It just changes the entire experience. I'm less angry. The kids bumping into me, I don't want to hit them as hard.
Oh my gosh.
It's great.
Wow.
It's really not that bad at all.
I like it. That's a new approach. I'll have to adopt.
So I wouldn't go so far as to say awesome. Because if you need alcohol to make it palatable, it's still pretty awful.
Yeah.
But it's growing on me, I guess.
Okay.
I would say awful during this season or this time of the year. Any other time of the year, it can be more enjoyable, less stressful.
Exactly. Yeah.
And just for, you know, like, full disclosure, we're recording this right before the holidays.
Yeah, right before the holidays.
But this will probably air sometime in January.
Exactly.
Just in case you're like, what's wrong with this time of year? This is the best time of year.
January is great.
What do you mean?
God. All right, so next up, Super Bowl commercials.
Love them.
Awful.
I think they're awesome. They're the only reason to watch the Super Bowl.
And I think that's a poor reason to watch a 3-4 hour event that you wouldn't have otherwise watched.
Okay, that might be fair. Tom, what do you got?
I love them. I think they're funny. I think it brings out the best in companies trying to compete with each other and get a laugh out of you and get you to remember it. And let's face it, half of us come into work the next day. Yeah, we may talk about the game a little bit, but we're talking about that commercial that we saw that made us laugh, that, you
Doritos
know, shocked
and Budweiser
us.
And all those companies that are, they're like releasing the most creative art that they do all year. The Snickers commercial. Do you remember the Snickers commercial?
No.
With Tom, do you remember the Snickers commercial?
Refresh my memory.
Okay, so it's Steve Buscemi in the Brady Bunch house, like screaming at the mom and dad.
Yes.
And the mom says, Marsha, eat a Snickers. And so Steve Buscemi eats the Snickers and he turns right back into Marsha.
Great commercial.
She's like, thanks, Mom. I feel so much better. That was hilarious.
It is. I love it. Yeah.
I loved it.
See, I think they're great.
And here's why I think, like, the thing is, like, I saw that commercial, but I didn't watch the Super Bowl because they replay these things, ad nauseum. Because you spend, what, $20 million on a commercial? Of course you're going to play it more than once.
True story.
So, like, I get up in the morning and I check the news every morning on, like, you know, the internet. And they always have the little video clips of all, like, the big commercials that you had to see. In fact, sometimes they'll aggregate them together as one story. Like, here's what you missed. And, you know, you'll see the cute kid in the Darth Vader outfit with the car and all that, you know? So I don't feel like I need to watch. I think I might have even said this on some past episode, but I think, like, I read an article once that for every football game, you know, the ball is in play for 11 minutes out of the 3-4 hours. That is a crazy waste of my time. So, like, I'm not going to sit there and watch commercials that all year long I fast forward through anyway just to, you know, be part of that zeitgeist the next day.
I need to... Nice use of the word zeitgeist,
by the way.
I need to memorize that statistic because that is an excellent thing.
I'll send it to you.
Please do, because I want to be able to say to people, no, I didn't watch that football game. Why would I do that? That's 11 minutes of playtime for 3 hours of me sitting on a couch? No.
No, my in-laws and their whole family are super into football. And so, like, it'll be on and they'll say things like, oh, there's only 10 minutes left. And I'm like, wait. 10 minutes real time?
Yeah.
Like human time or 10 minutes football time?
Yeah.
That's
there's
an
a
hour.
Huge difference there.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's baloney.
And then they'll be like, oh, I guess it's football time.
You really have to multitask when watching a game. You know, you could read, you could do the laundry. Just sitting watching the game, it's going to take a good 3.5 hours or so.
Yeah. All right, last one, Legos.
Are you looking at me?
I want somebody.
All right, so This is a hard one to talk about. Because, all right, so when I was a kid, I was terrible at Legos. Like, just awful. Like, I would get the things, and I would put it together, and I think I was following the instructions, and then it would look nothing like the box.
Yes.
And all my friends would be brilliant. Like, they call them master builders now. Like they'd be making these little remote control cars out of Legos that they could really use, like, battery-powered and everything. And I'd be trying to make my little palm tree that would turn out, like, so ridiculous. But, like... I don't know. So recently, my wife, Tara, got us into this video game, Lego Dimensions. It came out like a couple years ago. And the idea is that you play this game, you're on an adventure, and you buy the Legos, and the Lego figures you put onto the pad show up in the game. So, like, you know, they're definitely marketing them to people my age, because it's like Marty McFly, Pete Venkman, the Doctor.
Wow.
So, like, of course, you're like, oh, I want to have Marty McFly team up with, like, Gandalf, you know? So, like, you buy them all. I now own more Legos as an adult than I ever did as a kid, which is so sad.
That's amazing.
But it's been fun. So, and the movies have been really good lately, you know? Like, I don't know if you saw the Lego Batman movie or the Lego movie in general.
No.
You should watch those movies. They're hilarious.
It's not happening. They are funny.
They are really funny.
I doubt it.
All right.
But it's like fan fiction. You can.
This
have,
is
like,
another one of those things where I'm right and you're wrong about a movie.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I don't want to correct. No, I'm like, you should totally.
Hashtag inaccurate.
Yeah.
So Tom, you're nodding your head. You're familiar with this game?
I am. I'm gonna go with Love It, and I'll tell you why. Because I was never really into Legos too much, but I had a friend who literally had a city of Legos, and it was breathtaking to look at. I don't know how long it took him to build, but I think it teaches you good things about following directions and having patience, and you know, you get to see something tangible when you're done.
Yeah.
So I think it can teach kids and adults, whomever, you know, a lot of good qualities. So I'm gonna say Love It.
Wow. Have you ever stepped on a Lego?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
That is objectively awful.
Yeah, so that's the sole basis for Hate It for me. Or awful, I guess. I like Legos in theory. Never been very good at them.
Yes.
And I've stepped on enough of them. And I don't even have kids, so I don't know how, but the pain is visceral. You just remember it. It gets into your soul, and you remember that pain. So awful.
Very true.
I was going to say, they can be really expensive, too. Like, we were at Toys R Us once, and we saw the Death Star. And Tara was like, we should put together the Death Star. And I look at it, and it was like $300. And I was like, it is a gray circle. Like, you know, how is that
$300?
Right. So,
$300?
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. And that's not out of the ordinary, you know, so, yeah.
They are cheap.
All right, well, I think that concludes our game.
Yes, so.
Okay, that was fun. I enjoyed it.
So, Tom, tell us how people can get a hold of NJPAC, how they can find out more about what's going on there.
Yeah, so you can go to our website, njpac.org. Basically, go there. That has a list of all upcoming shows, pricing, details like that. You can, of course, go to our group page, request some more information. I will personally reach out to you. Perhaps have you down for a tour at our facility, get to know you a little bit, and you know, take it from there, and hopefully organize a great trip for you.
Awesome. Check out the Brussels sprouts, right?
Oh my God, you have to. By the way, I forgot to mention this, but you can also rent out NJPAC as a venue, right?
Yes, you can.
So there was an arts-related not-for-profit in Newark, and they did their annual awards dinner, and somehow I got an invite to this. I don't know how I did. They turned the lobby into a ballroom, basically. They had tables and they had, you know, chairs and like a podium and a stage just like in the lobby. It was amazing.
How cool.
It was so cool and so beautiful, and they did an amazing job. And I love that place.
Well, thank you.
Yeah,
it's great. You know, I'm happy and privileged to be there, and there's so many opportunities. So appreciate your love and support.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So that's our show.
I think that's our show, yeah.
So please subscribe on your network of choice. We're on iTunes, Google Play, Amazon Echo, everything you can think of. Actually, if you're not that into listening to this on some podcast network, we're on YouTube. You can check us out at youtube.com/NJBIA. We have a few different playlists, but ours is right there on the front page. You can check out all of our episodes. Definitely listen to us on iTunes if you can. And if you do, give us the 5-star rating. It'll help us get discovered by more viewers. You know, they pump us out to people when we get reviews.
And thank you so much to our subscribers and listeners. We really appreciate the support. There isn't a whole lot of commenting on the stuff that we put out there, but you have been texting and emailing us personally, and we love it. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, and thank you to Tom Stocky of NJPAC for being with us today.
Thank you both for having me.
Oh, yeah,
it's been great, a lot of fun, and really appreciate it.
Definitely. Cool. All right, see you next time.
Later. Bye.